This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. It's the 12th day of May, 2016. We are about to kick off a global transmission of extremely important intelligence and analysis. Mike Norris, of course, Chuck Norris's son and filmmaker, documentary filmmaker, TV producer in his own right, is joining us with billionaire Gary Haven, good friends of mine, to talk about the kickoff of their new film, Amerageddon. We have Roger Stone with some of the biggest intel yet on what's happening inside the meetings with Paul Ryan and Trump right now, plus VP info. It's all coming up. But first, a John Bowne report.
This is what the residents of London have come to expect from the million-plus Muslims now living in areas they no longer feel safe living in or even visiting.
This area here used to be inhabited by the indigenous people of Burnley, which would be British.
They're moving to our community, and as you say, crime rate goes, sex, they're wanting our girls, walking down the road at night time, and you're getting stopped. How much love and all that. We can't come out after dark, can we?
No, my daughter.
And the kids bully our kids.
Yeah.
Like, the old team up on our kids. So our kids can't play out. They've got to be in all time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This area was once a working class British community, and now it resembles Bangladesh. Rise up and say, enough is enough. This is our country. We don't want any more coming into this country. We don't want any more immigration.
I just got told to leave.
You run the country?
You run the country, do you?
Yeah.
They've only embarrassed you in front of your community.
Is that the best you've got?
Britain!
Go back to the desert!
This is Britain! We've got every right to be here!
Stopping it!
For what?
What? This is our country, why don't you go back to your own country?
Britain, are you telling us to shut up? Who are you talking to?
This poster is basically showing how we will transform Buckingham Palace into a local mosque for the Muslims.
Drugs will be banned, pornography will be banned, gambling will be banned. We do expect to enter into a struggle, if you like, of words, and maybe even more than that, before we can see the fruition of the Sharia, really, on state level.
These people come into our country, setting up their own legal system. Enough's enough.
But none of the evidence of internal malice towards the United Kingdom's host population by a growing Muslim population even exists, according to London's new Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan. In fact, Khan, a Labour Party favorite, is making no qualms about the rhetoric coming from across the pond via presidential candidate Donald Trump. Trump had expressed an exception to Khan visiting the country in lieu of Trump's temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States. Khan defied Trump's remarks with his own narrow rhetoric. Apparently, Khan is no leader, just another globalist puppet passing out blinders to the general population. In fact, Khan, barely a week into his role as London's mayor, is hurling veiled threats at the United States. His claim that Donald Trump's stance on Muslims is based in ignorance and that Trump's continued rhetoric will only lead to more attacks is a foolish statement to begin with. Hello? If Trump is ignorant on Muslim aggression being a reality, then why should we expect attacks? Khan has spoken at numerous events right alongside jihadists, including, as The Sun reported, a rally in 2006 with an extremist Muslim leader who threatened fire throughout the world. Sadiq Khan later defended Dr. Azam Tamimi, a senior figure in the Muslim Association of Britain, for using flowery language. London Mayor Sadiq Khan will be traveling to the United States and meeting with other globalist tool mayors like Chicago's Rahm Emanuel and New York City's Bill de Blasio, because it's vitally important to establish a network of global tyranny and the will of the multinational corporations on the local level. Mayor Khan, the people of the United States don't intend on committing our sovereignty to the trash bin of history. Your feigned ignorance of the true state of the refugee invasion preying on innocent Europeans and Americans is just as blatantly false as your mayoral campaign.
That's John Bell. Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on my second broadcast of the day. I did a couple hours of Coast to Coast AM in the morning hours today. Always great to be on with George Norrie. And I really like doing radio via telephone, sitting there in my living room with my feet kicked up. I can really kind of calm down a little bit and get into some deep thoughts. But always great to be with George Norrie. Appreciate him having me on the broadcast. It was great to visit with his giant audience. We talked about a lot of the big issues we're about to mull into right now. Roger Stone, again, the top Trump insider, one of his best friends, former campaign manager, called me early this morning and he said, okay, I want to come on. Because he says, I'll only come on when I have something to talk about. Sometimes I ask him to come on. He goes, no, I'm not ready to right now. But sometimes he comes on 3 days in a row. Sometimes he comes on every 2 weeks. He's a really interesting guy. And I'd actually interviewed him like 10 years ago in one of his JFK books that was a bestseller. And I'd seen him at some JFK events in Dallas, but I've gotten to be good friends with him. He's really smart. And he doesn't make stuff up like so many other pundits and analysts do, not just on air, but behind the scenes. He does exactly what he says he's going to do. And what he says comes true like 99% of the time. He really is smart. And he knows what he's talking about. And I was driving into work today for like 30 minutes talking to him. And, you know, this is on record. This is off record. This is going to happen. And it's just amazing to have that perspective from his bird's eye view. It's also a minefield to try to not step on toes and not release information I'm not supposed to. But he's going to be joining us in about 2.5 hours at the bottom of the third hour. And he's going to be getting into exactly what's really going on inside the ongoing meeting between Donald Trump and the so-called Republican Speaker of the House, Mr. Ryan. And he's also going to talk about Lewandowski, who he, behind the scenes, has had issues with, because Lewandowski makes it all about himself. He finally came out in Newsmax, Daily Caller, InfoWars. Some of the stories were on DrudgeReport.com. And just said Lewandowski is operating on his own for himself, sending out press releases that he is running the vetting of the operation to pick a VP. And that's just not going on. And I'm just going to be careful what I say, and I'm just going to let Stone talk on air. But a divided House, a divided campaign team is going to lose the election for Trump. And a lot of people are concerned about this. And Trump doesn't like to have people kind of coming under the radar on him in a big operation and then sit there and make a big issue out of it. But you can also, from other sources as well, look for the finance head he's brought in, formerly Goldman Sachs, to be out the door pretty soon, reportedly. Little bird told me, not Roger Stone, another little bird. But people are, well, this is inside baseball. Why do we care? This is what's really going on with Trump. And a lot of good things are happening, too. But I talked to Stone on record about the misrepresentations that are going on. Trump said, we're not vetting anybody coming in from these Muslim countries. They're not even making sure their passports are real. And so until that's done, maybe short, maybe long, until they go back and do their jobs at Customs, and until Obama, you know, removes this order, we need to shut it all down. That turned into he hates all the Muslims and doesn't want any of them here. No, I mean, in national polls in Europe, it's 25% to 35% in France and England and Scotland and Ireland and places that say they want to suicide bomb and kill people and kill all the Christians. I mean, they have actual national polls where they poll the Muslims, and 25% to 35%, it varies in there, you can look them up, say they want to kill everybody who doesn't submit to them. And then we've got all these videos all over Europe, and this happened to my crew as well, where you'll have a whole group of young men come up with their big beards, the whole nine yards, and if you're just European, period, they say, get out of here and start attacking you. And the police are so politically correct, they let you do it. And by the way, these guys, I got to tell you, the Brits have courage to go out and march knowing the police won't protect them. But they're really lucky they're not doing that in some place, let's say, where I grew up in Dallas, Texas. Because if you slighted a little skinny white guy or a little skinny black guy, they would jump out of their car at a red light and say, let's go right now, and they meant it. Now, Austin isn't so much like that. I don't even know this is Texas, and maybe it's a good thing that people aren't very aggressive. You know, at one level, it's good to not be, you know, really a feral, wild person. But thank God I'm wild. Man, somebody like that comes up and hits me, I am going to punch them as hard as I can and defend myself. And these guys just, they, you can tell why they want to put bags over women's heads and torture people and do all this unchivalrous garbage, because They are the biggest group of wimps I have ever seen in every video. Now, I get they're crazy and blow themselves up and stuff, but, man, I'm just tired of it. I am really tired. Everybody knows I was against the Iraq war. I was against all this garbage because there are a lot of good people over there. It's true. They're either, like, really cool and really smart and really informed and hardworking good people, or they're a bunch of crazy loons. And what happens is the way Islam's operating now, it allows bullying, stupid weirdos to get in big groups and run around trying to basically henpeck and enforce and bully everyone because they have the moral authority. That's why the political correct socialists love them. It's all about henpecking and getting in your face and making you feel guilty and making you follow political correct, you know, garbage that's just like Sharia law. It's all the same thing. So I don't have it out. I have all these Muslims call in and send me emails going, you used to not be anti-Muslim. You used to, you know, tell the truth about all this. I always tell the truth. I study history. I study sociology, anthropology, geopolitics, cultures, religion. I mean, I've do my homework. And Muslims' biggest threat is other Muslims killing them. Muslim countries are the most dangerous places in the world. They're the most unstable. And the globalists go in there and stir up that beehive and put in the more radical groups to keep you deindustrialized in squalor. Europeans had a 400, 500-year period of the Dark Ages. And you can, even Lord Monckton, who's a great historian, talks about a golden age of Islam, where it wasn't like this, and it wasn't oppressing women like this, and actually helped bring a lot of knowledge back into the world. I mean, that's really history. But Islam today, folks, is really scary and really out of control, and it's on the streets of Austin, Texas. I'll tell you, my big wake-up call is you go downtown any day, and I mean every fourth or fifth woman's got a full face covered up. And I went to Barton Creek Mall, as I said last week, to take my daughters to dinner and a movie. And my son was there, but the point was my daughters. And I just really felt threatened with these women wearing hoods over their heads, and the men were kind of gangsterish but in separate groups, and just the whole demeanor. You know what gangsterish, you know, garbage is. You know, I've been in a small town at a drive-in hamburger place. There's some weird, trashy rednecks there, and they're kind of sliming around making comments. What you looking at, you know, punk? And I've been around, you know, thuggy, seedy black people that act like that. And I've been around every group has that. And, man, you're looking at these groups of Muslim men, and they look wild-eyed, crazy, aggressive, and nuts. And the man in me gets charged up. I'll tell you right now. The man in me doesn't like it. The man in me says, like Ben Grimm from Fantastic Four, it's clobbering time. And I'm just being honest with people. I'm freaked out about it. And I realize how evil the globalists are to not bring in all the Muslims that are trying to flee. The folks that want to come here and be professors and engineers and, I mean, really smart people. They're bringing the trash, the Wahhabi bottom of the barrel. The people Saudi Arabia doesn't want, like Cuba dumped all their criminals and people on us in the early 80s. Remember that? They created a stereotype of Cubans as criminals. Professional Cubans I know are really nice, cool, smart, neat people. But let me tell you, some of the Cubans that came in the 80s were absolutely horrible people. The worst criminals. Not just political rejects. Some of those came over. And that's who Fidel Castro dumped on us. And it's the same thing out of the Middle East and other areas. I don't care if they're white Chechens or Arabic, Muslims. Or Chechen Muslims, they are all in this crazed Charlie Manson cult, bulging eyeballs, looking for a fight, all feeding into each other, radicalizing, getting more and more extreme, more and more out of control. And I'll quote Barry Goldwater, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. I'm not extreme. 5 billion of these people brought into Europe, the rejects of Saudi Arabia, who they sent into Syria. And Saudi Arabia won't take them back. Saudi Arabia won't take one Muslim from outside their country as a resident. They'll let you in for the Hajj to spend your money on your pilgrimage. You got to do at least once in your life. But they don't let one of these radicals they help create in. This is their spawn, their demon spawn. They lay eggs and they hatch out, then they fly off like locusts into our countries. And the globalists just open their arms and say, please come in, because they're going to let them engage in terror attacks, you name it, and then tell us we have to submit to them through political correctness and they'll stop bombing us. And that's what all the mayor of London and all these Muslims say. Stop putting down Muslims or it's going to get violent. Submit to us. You know what? I'm not going to submit to you. The globalists engineered 9/11 with Saudi Arabia to create this clash of civilizations. Now we're into part two of it. I was against going over there and stirring up the hornet's nest, but now that it's stirred up, we're going to have to deal with it.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Talcum Powder Justice with principal office in California is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I read the news today.
You know, I really should have just come into the start of the broadcast 20-something minutes ago and listed what was coming up today, but I go off down this jag dealing with the radical Muslims being brought into our countries. It just shows you where the globalists are doing and where they're taking us. Everything they do is about destabilization, balkanization, and a society degenerating. And they are empowering the most monotheistic, ultra-chauvinistic, to the level of women being slaves. And the Huffington Post is out promoting that other women who aren't Muslims should wear bags over their heads to show how cool it is. Because they're culturally open. I mean, I'm getting fed up here. And then people go, well, Mother Mary sometimes might have worn something over her face. What would you do to her? Yeah, women in the Middle East in the desert, out in the sun, would cover a lot of their faces up. But it doesn't mean that they would have their genitals cut off or they'd have acid thrown on their faces or they'd be sold into sex slavery if they didn't wear it over their head. So the beautiful reasons why these women love wearing the hijab. But that's not even what I'm talking about with their faces seen. I mean the full burkas. I'm seeing women all over Austin in the full burkas. Nameless, faceless. Anyways, I'm not going to get into this anymore. I'm going to talk more about it with Stone. My point is Trump, supposedly in the meeting with Ryan, his arch enemy, who said he won't endorse him, Paul Ryan, who says he wants the Republican war chest for himself and Priebus to basically keep, not to give to Trump to win, in there openly sabotaging Trump and the American people. They say, you know, Trump said that, oh, that was only a suggestion. And then Trump was questioning. He said, well, it is a suggestion, and they're not going to vet it. We got to do something. And they're spinning it like he backed off his position. He did no such thing. He said, until we start doing something about it, until we start at least making sure these passports are real. Hey, did you know the United States bans everybody in the world already except Muslims who don't have a proper passport? Supposedly flying into airports, if you don't have one, you don't get in from China or Japan or South Africa or anywhere but a few places like Mexico. They let folks come in with no ID from Mexico, and the Border Patrol, quote, completes the smuggling process. Remember the Border Patrol agents on this show, the union heads, and on Fox News saying, yes, we were told we'd be fired if we told you, we could be indicted if we told you for violating national security, but we're ordered to bring them in and give them vouchers and ship adults and children into the United States to Democrat facilities, basically. Churches and other groups getting federal money. It's totally illegal. It's the government flooding us with illegals. Well, unskilled illegals and kids are a drain on us, but at least they're not jihadis. Now they're bringing jihadis in, and this is why this is so important. Almost all of military-age men. It shows the whole war on terror is a hoax. It's designed to get worse, to take more of our liberties, but never keep us safe. Just like Benjamin Franklin said, those that will give up liberty for security deserve and will get neither. You don't deserve freedom if you'll give it up. And by the way, you're not going to be safe under tyranny. Remember Eisenhower famously said in a Columbia speech, you can pull it up and type in President Eisenhower's speech on security. He said, I can make you secure. I can lock you all up in prison cells. But then you'll be a prisoner. And I'll go one further. Prisons, you can get more drugs and more whatever there than anywhere else. In most prisons. So it's all an illusion. It's all a fraud. It's all garbage. It's all bull. And I've had enough of it. Now that said, here is the biggest news of the day. And Kit Daniels brought it to me this morning. It's on InfoWars.com. Been up for about an hour. About 30 minutes before showtime, he brought it to me. Buckley during the break said, hey, my cousin, smart guy, one of the guys that helped me start InfoWars 21 years ago. He said, why aren't you covering Kit Daniels' article? Did you read that? And I said, yeah, I read it. He goes, it's incredible. It makes perfect sense. Don't you see it? And I said, yeah, I see it. And I said, it's so big, I don't even know how to properly address it. Well, we come back from break, we're going to do it. The story is on InfoWars.com. Zika outbreak at Rio Olympics could ignite global martial law. And that's exactly what it is. It's a global martial law drill The whole thing is hype. I mean, the pathogen's real. But the whole thing's engineered, and I've predicted this in Endgame. I've predicted this countless times as one of the global outbreaks they're going to use to beta test global response, global control. And it's perfect how it pops up right where they're having the Olympics, so they can then turn all the airports, everything into a police state, including much of the United States. They say Texas is going to be as bad as Brazil. Texas border towns brace for Zika outbreak. I had family ask me why I still go to Mexico sometimes, and I said, you know, they said, Zika. And I said, hey, Zika's already here for months.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Talcum Powder Justice with principal office in California is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Central Texas Command Center, in the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center, in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We got Mike Norris, filmmaker, martial arts master, patriot, joining us with Gary Haven, also the patriot, pilot, multi-billionaire, founded a whole bunch of big companies until he sold it, the most successful gym franchise in the world, Curves, big anti-New World Order patriot, popular guest on this show. fellow Texan, fellow Austinite. They're both going to be in studio. They were on Fox and Friends this morning, Coast to Coast AM, last week. They have been during a serious touring to promote the film Amerageddon. And they are going to be in studio with us for an hour and a half today, coming up at the start of the next hour, ahead of Roger Stone, the Trump insider, joining us with all the latest on campaign 2016. The trailer for the film is on Infowars.com. Braveheart and the Establishment Republicans is a new article that Gary Haben has written, and you can go there and see the trailer as well. But it's very important where it opens in theaters in Texas in just a few days that it sell out, just like America 2016 did and others, so that this film, I think it costs like $7, $8, $9 million, I forget. It's a pretty good budget. This film gets out everywhere because most people get their news and information from films and from entertainment, not from the news, as we talk about. And they're going to be joining us because the film's got a bunch of big stars in it. I'm in it. And I'm not bragging when I say this, but I've turned down being in some really big movies. And I've been in films with Keanu Reeves and Robert Downey Jr. and Winona Ryder and Woody Harrelson and others. I mean, I've been in Scanner Darkly. I've been in Waking Life. Quite frankly, I've been in about 10 other big films and dozens of others. I don't even go watch them. I don't even remember the names. People want to use clips of the show or want me to voice something, and it's something I agree with, the position. Then I will be part of it. Would somebody come destroy this fire alarm in here? Thanks. Somebody pull the fire alarm in the building. By law, I got to have it even in the studio. The globalists are coming. The globalists have opened the borders. The New World Order is taking over. Run to the hills. Yeah, I might just get a ladder over here and take it out for me. Thank you. But it'll make good radio for folks. Or I can go over there. I can probably throw something at it, throw a laptop at it or something, and just break it out of the ceiling. All right, I think I'll take it out. There is a lot. You can just physically remove it, guys, is what I'm asking. I'm just up here like Napoleon commanding armies that don't exist. But to get serious here, before I get into this huge Zika virus news and information, it's so important. If you look at the different pieces of it, if you look at the different angles of it, it's extremely, extremely, extremely revealing. We're going to cover that here in just a moment. And that is the fire alarm, I guess. Imperial troops have entered the base. Imperial troops have entered the base. But I'm going to cover it here in just a moment. Can I walk and chew bubble gum? Yes. Can I do a radio show during a fire alarm? Yes. I remember at Bilderberg in 2008, Obama was coming. Hillary was there. They disappeared for over a day. It's the day before, and they have the head of security, before they kick us out of the hotel, come up and threaten me. He said, I will kill you. And then someone else came up and said, you better not try to pull the fire alarm and steal things. I thought, that's weird. So I go back to go on Coast to Coast AM and do a nightly update. I did like 4 or 5 nights a week at Bilderberg. This time it was in Chantilly, Virginia. And as soon as I go on Coast to Coast AM live, they pull the fire alarm. They everybody go outside. They had all these foreign secret service groups go into the building. Well, I stayed in the building to see what was going on. Obviously, it was creeping around. And then finally came outside, and boy, security was so mad at that point. And even before all of that happened, I saw men out front. I still smoked cigarettes occasionally when I was nervous, maybe 2 or 3 a day. I was smoking cigarettes at like 11 at night. Coast to Coast was coming on like an hour. And I heard these engineers and technicians going, yeah, we're going to test it. Yeah, we're going to test it coming up. Then they're going to do the sweep. So they were already going to do a fire alarm drill. They just decided to somehow have security claim I was doing it. So there I was as a good detective just picking up all the info, heard them talking about testing a fire alarm, didn't put 2 and 2 together. Then 10 minutes before they do it, they say, you better not do a fire alarm, try to steal stuff, Jones. And then they still pulled the fire alarm and tried to blame me. But that's the fire alarm story. And it's on video, by the way. in my film, The Obama Deception. You can see it all unfold and see it all happen. But the issue is, back then they would let me stay until the day before the event, and they throw everybody out. Now we try to go to these hotels a week before. There's video of that in England a few years ago in Watford, or 2 or 3 days before in one case, and we are thrown out. We can't even get 2 miles away at a restaurant or a pub. They've ordered them not to let us in. The managers come over and say, Jones, get out of here. You're not welcome here. And I'll say, oh, Bilderberg told you? And they said, absolutely, they did. Now get out of here before I call the police. So it is just simply amazing to see that type of stuff go on. But I'm sure that was just something else they can tell me during the break. Is all good? The building's not on fire, is it? Okay, good. All right, just an airplane crashed the building. I'm joking. All right, I've got earth-shattering stuff to cover. Let me just regroup here and get into this right now. Most radio shows would just cut to a video or cut to commercial or something, but I don't do that. I think we turn that into an interesting story. I want to get into Obamacare double-digit increases threatened Democrats. I thought it was free. Okay, whatever. But I was just a racist conspiracy theorist that actually read the bill. Sorry. We're also going to get into Saudi's brace for release of hidden pages of 9/11 report. We'll also get into $1.91 trillion. Government collects record high taxes in first 7 months of fiscal year 2016. And the big story, Zika outbreak at Rio Olympics could ignite global martial law. But before I do that, speaking of Zika and things like that, colloidal silver. I did have a bottle of it in here, but I took it home with me yesterday. Even though I have plenty of bottles of it at home, I don't know why. I'm like a little monkey. I took it away. Will somebody bring me a bottle, please? Thank you. And I was in the creek with my kids, as I said 3 days ago. Got some gravel in my eye, it kind of scratched it, and the next morning it was just pounding and aching and really, really hurt bad. But I still came in and did the show, and then it kind of got infected. And I thought, why not put colloidal silver in it? It took me a day to think, hey, it's one of the most powerful antibiotics out there on record. 30 parts per million is seen as safe. You can go smaller, but we live at 30 parts per million. Thank you so much. She just brought it into me. And within an hour of me putting it in, 80% of the pain went away. By last night, like 98% of the pain went away, and most of the redness went away, and it was like blood red, you know, Dracula eyes yesterday, and it's just almost gone. And I didn't have to use an antibiotic. I did go get an antibiotic, but by the time I went to the doctor yesterday and got an antibiotic, I didn't need it. I said, I'm going to hold back and keep using this. And it worked. So I did have a cut on my eye. I did get an infection from the creek. And the colloidal silver, I believe, knocked it out. So that's 4 times colloidal silver's worked like a charm. 1 time on my cut-infected leg, it did not work. But I guess that's because I couldn't get it enough internally in to the wound. But I was taking it orally as well. So I guess it did fail that time. So it's not perfect. It's not a silver bullet, but it's as darn close to it as you're going to get. So they call, you know, something that takes down evil, silver bullet. 30 parts per million made by the biggest lab in the United States, the highest quality. And this is the very same stuff you see private labeled at Whole Foods, but we sell it for less than they do. It's that simple. It's a big bottle of it, 2 ounces, and a lot of folks take it all the time. There was a guy who famously pulled a stunt and drank, you know, like 5 million times what you would safely. I mean, literally just gallons of pure stuff, way stronger, to turn his nose blue as a stunt. And so they could, you know, then demonize it. Because, you know, something like this, Big Pharma obviously doesn't like it. Listen, I'll take antibiotics if they work. A lot of times they don't now. You know, I get sick, I go out and get sunshine, I try to eat more vitamin C, I try to get healthy, but colloidal silver is simply amazing. This is something every emergency cabinet needs. By the way, speaking of emergency, we are seeing mainstream media admit that the elite are prepping. Governments are digging in with storable food, armored vehicles, weapons, you name it. I don't know what's coming. There's a lot of crises out there, but I want to be prepared. I hope nothing happens bad. But we need to be prepared. Government has bunkers full of food. They say you're bad if you have it. But now they're saying actually have a week, have a month, get prepared. You know, tax exemptions on survival goods from the feds and the states now. Because they want to be able to say, no, we told you get ready. So they've gone from saying don't prep, it's kooky and evil, so you should prep. But everyone knows society is untenable, that anything could cause a bottleneck event. That is common sense for anyone that's informed. humans are experts at controlling our environment. And we built this new artificial environment that's great in many ways, but also one of the most dangerous things we face. And anybody is 18 hours from the other side of the world today with things like Zika, you name it. I personally have gotten a bunch of storable food put in, medical supplies, and more generators here at the office. And they're like, oh, that's a doomsday cult. Really, the police department has that. The fire department has that. The city council has that. They have deals with backup generators to run key city systems. If it's impossible, it's going to happen. Why do they do that? Oh, it's normal when they do and build giant secret bunkers and railways everywhere. They admit they built them, but the details are classified. But if I want to have enough food for every crew member here for at least 1 month as supplemental, if things were to collapse, that I could try to take care of some of the crew and keep operating here, doesn't mean we have all the answers. But we've tried to harden this facility at least a little bit. Harden the doors, have concealed carry people that are working here, have former military police-type people, let's just leave it at that, working here for basic security. I mean, obviously, we're somewhat of a target. Not a big target. I mean, driving down the highway is 100 times more dangerous, than working in InfoWars. But the point is, we're not just rolling over. Humans get prepared. Ants get prepared. Grasshoppers don't. They freeze to death. So it's like having an umbrella in your car. You know, you got it there when you need it. 40% off the four top-selling 4-week, 3-month, 6-month, 1-year food supplies at InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com will take you there. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. It is an amazing amalgamation of the top minerals you need, the vitamins, the amino acids to upload it. Totally natural, absolutely delicious. Flavored with xylitol, but it has very little of that in there because the natural minerals and vitamins in it, like B12, just already tastes so good. Pure B12 tastes wonderful, like our Secret 12. But that's now available. Great way to get yourself off Coca-Cola or other soft drinks. Great way to get your kids off sugar drinks. My children have been on this for a few months, and they weren't really fat. One of them had a few extra pounds on them, and they've lost a lot of that. Now this is what they drink instead of sugar drinks. That spoils my kids a little bit. I don't give them a bunch of sugar drinks, but this has less calories than orange juice. And one of my daughters loves to drink orange juice, so do I. But I've gone to this and lost a few more pounds as well. So it's available. When you purchase it, it funds the operation. It's really a high-quality product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, from InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, I'm going to stop right there now and really get to the big news. Sorry we got interrupted by the fire alarm, but that was kind of apropos of the warnings we're raising here. Zika outbreak at Rio Olympics could ignite global martial law. And I read the article, and it clicked. Wow, why hadn't I seen this earlier? Why haven't I talked about it? I mean, I've had some guests on about Zika being patented by the Rockefellers back in the 1950s. If you don't believe me, just type in Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, Zika virus patented from Africa and then genetically manipulated. I mean, you can actually type that in, and you'll go right to the Centers for Disease Control patents section. But we've done reports on it. It's on InfoWars.com. And I started reading this, and it really clicked. I mentioned, wow, this is a bad idea. One of the worst Zika outbreak areas, you've got people from all over the world coming there, 300,000, 400,000 people they're estimating, maybe more, 100,000 extra workers. So let's say 500,000 extra people. Some estimates are higher. Now, will you Google the estimates of how many people are going to attend the Summer Olympics? I think that's a low number I put up. Maybe 3 million? I've seen different numbers, but we'll see if my memory serves. It's around the country, so it's in different areas, but 500,000 here, 500,000 there, 300,000 here. It's a big event. The people from all over the world coming in, the biggest of events, really, isn't it? And then now they're going to fly out. Well, how do you counter that? Testing people, checking people at borders. So they don't check the borders for real diseases like hepatitis and all this other garbage and HIV and drug-resistant bacteria. No. We don't test now. They did on Ellis Island, but not now. And they admit those diseases are pouring across. But with Zika, they're going to respond, and magically, with genetically engineered mosquitoes that have already been released by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation down in South America, but also in the U.S., magically now this mutated Zika is showing up right on time for the Olympics and a great beta test of having a global governance response to this and coordinating. Zika outbreak at Rio Olympics could ignite global martial law. Now listen to this Obama executive order. Our the elite intentionally using the Olympics to spread Zika worldwide, question mark? Which, of course, attacks fertility, causes deformed children. So a lot of women are saying they're going to hold off on having kids now for several years. You see? You see? And then, oh, worse Zika comes. See, the children of men, no more children. Zika, which was, is a souped-up bioweapon, according to a top expert, could spread to thousands of international tourists visiting upcoming Rio de Janeiro Olympics and lead to martial law scenarios across the world. Zika is rapidly spreading throughout Rio de Janeiro, with scientists baffled by this new, different, vastly more dangerous. Oh, how magical. You put out mutated mosquitoes to supposedly counter it, and then it got worse. Oh. Just like you put out pesticides and the bugs get more resistant, or bacteria get more resistant to antibiotics. Or viruses get more resistant, but that's okay. Sure, this isn't happening, even though it has happened. With scientists baffled by this, quote, new, different, and vastly more dangerous, close quote, strain that's overwhelming the Brazilian military's efforts to contain the disease, yet both the International Olympic Committee and the World Health Organization are severely downplaying the risk of Zika. But President Obama has seemingly prepared for such an outbreak by signing an executive order to apprehend Americans who merely show signs of respiratory illness. In particular, Obama's order allows for the detainment of Americans who display severe acute respiratory syndromes, which are diseases that are associated with fever and signs and symptoms of pneumonia or other respiratory illnesses, are capable of being transmitted from person to person. And when we come back, I'll go over all of it straight ahead. But the perfect time, the perfect place for a global crisis.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All of these
Gentlemen, what happens when it becomes a nightmare? We've got the makers of a pretty darn powerful film. I'm surprised how cinematic, how well it's been done. I mean, I go see these giant $100 million, $200 million films that aren't as good. The new film is Armageddon. I'm in it. And again, I wasn't bragging earlier when I said that I've been offered to be in a lot of films, but I end up just saying no and not doing it. And then I segued off when the fire alarm went off and never finished while I was telling that part of the story. I wasn't bragging, hey, I've turned down a bunch of Hollywood films. I meant to go on to say, but I did this one because it's an important message. But people think like being in movies is just like end of the world cool. And it really isn't. And most of the Hollywood folks aren't happy. And all the cool Hollywood people are patriots and end up moving to Texas or Tennessee or somewhere outside of L.A. I mean, I'm just telling you that people think of it as the promised land, and all these young women go there and, you know, end up just being prostitutes, basically, because there aren't jobs there. It's the place where dreams die. But we're trying to basically not take over Hollywood, but with all these films we're promoting, like the Behold a Pale Horse film and others, and Armageddon, it's because they can really have an effect to wake people up and warn them about globalism and America being taken over and about the globalists using an EMP strike to bring us to our knees and other serious issues. It's a powerful film. But we are going to get some Chuck Norris questions in. You know, Chuck Norris has been on the show years ago four or five times. He is a listener, a daily listener. He's a very humble guy. Doesn't look like he's, you know, 77 or 76 or whatever it is. He does live right here in Texas, obviously. His son's here. And, boy, he's seen it all. The stories he can tell about Steve McQueen are amazing. He taught him how to ride a motorcycle, Mike Norris. But really it's about the courage of Gary Haven to put the money behind this and to be in the film as well when he understands how big a threat this country's under and how big a threat people that resist it are under. Believe me, you get threatened making films like this. The establishment doesn't like it. People don't like it when people like Dave Mustaine come on and criticize Obama. They go after his record contract, and they try to cancel his shows and boycott him when he does. You say, well, the people don't care. Yeah, but the record companies do. They punish people that speak out. But more and more people are speaking out regardless, and it's having a big effect. So that's why I'm so excited. They're going to be joining us. But getting back to Zika, which Dr. Francis Boyle, top bioweapons expert, says has a lot of evidence that it is a souped-up bioweapon, has now spreading basically all over this hemisphere, right up into Texas. And it's showing up and now getting more and more hardcore, more and more weaponized. Whether it was weaponized or not, it all points towards that. It is weaponized in that it's getting much worse, much more communicable, and it appears is from saliva and sex now, from person to person, not mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are the original vector. They are the original vector. But now you've got the target vector being the Olympics, so this can be spread all over the world, human to human, 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 chain reaction. The virus is mutating and getting stronger and getting worse. That's not a good thing. So I've been sitting back hoping this wasn't a bioweapon, but Dr. Boyle and a lot of other top experts say that all the evidence points towards it. I think it's time to get Dr. Boyle on ASAP to go over this article, and because this is a great article by Kit Daniels. He links to some of the scientists and other articles, but this needs to be looked at by scientists like Boyle, who helped author bioweapons treaties and more. He's actually the author. So we'll be back with the second hour. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. We're just watchmen on the wall here.
Thank you for
trying to get the word out so that we can maintain our liberties.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and